Network Marketing 2.0, episode 054. For show notes and a free ticket to my workshop online, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about what is the best network marketing company. You know, this is a big deal, believe it or not. It doesn't actually matter what level you are in this business. You can be 15 years deep, you can be 10 years deep, you can be 5 years deep. Someone is still always asking, what could possibly be the best network marketing company in the profession? And I find it fascinating that just this past weekend that just went by, I got pitched on quite a few deals, quite a few MLM deals. And I hung up my t-shirt some type of way, you know, over the past, I don't know, for a while, you know, for over a year, you know. We just kind of like just help the people that are in our existing team. As a matter of fact, I stopped recruiting to any MLM for a while, you know, and we're helping our existing customers and just helping people in the industry in general until lately that, you know, I got pitched. And I have to be frank with you, I was tempted quite a few times with different deals here and there. This one with the solar power system, this one with the alkaline water machine thing, there's another one with a pure informational product. And these were leaders that were approaching me with this MLM deals. And I started to take a closer look. At the very minimum, when I looked at these companies, I want to learn about them. I want to know what the profession, what the industry is up to. And I want to know what some of the leaders are up to. And there's a quick thing, a few things that I found out, and I want to share them with you on this particular episode, because I believe you are a leader and I believe you should know some of the inside information that's going on that a typical top income earner, a typical upline or a typical top earner in your company will not want to share with you because they believe your brain cannot handle it. But the truth of the matter is that we live in a different age. We live in a transparency age. We live in an age that there's free flow of information. And I believe that the people that are open to sharing this type of information will excel more. I believe that giving to you is the best way for me to grow, for me to improve myself. I have to kind of trust you with certain information. Yes, I still have to be politically correct, but there's nothing wrong with full transparency, and that's why I'm about to share this with you. So what is the best network marketing company? So this past weekend, there was one situation that I decided, you know, this is the best fit for my students as opposed to MLM. You know, I'm not the romantic guy when it comes to MLM. I'm not the one that get romantic all about network marketing. I just love network marketing. I love people. Well, here's the thing. I love people, but network marketing has to actually produce and help people before I can just start claiming that I love it, if you know what I mean. I love network marketing as a business model. I don't love network marketing in a romantic way. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's the reason why I introduced network marketing 2.0, because that involves the actual learning of building wealth. That involves you learning how to operate in your skill set and not just falling for cliche phrases that the top earners would use to get you into deals upon deals upon deals. For me, in this business, is very simple. We serve people and we make money serving people. And if possible, we want to build a business around that. Okay? And how do you do that? It's a big deal, okay? This is what I'm about to share with you. It's a big deal because it's the reason why too many people suffer and continue to struggle in the business. There are too many people that are in love with their founders, that are in love with the product that they don't even use, with founders they don't even know in person. All right? But if you can just get to a place where this becomes a business venture, where you understand that your entrepreneurial skills are going to be needed, then you will have a lot more success. But sadly, a lot of the so-called top earners and top producers in the industry are actually very, very amateurish, and they're still trying to build business. You know why? Because they're struggling as well. There's a lot of people in the industry that have made money, good money. They've made some hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they still never change their mindset. They don't look at the top achievers in this world when it comes to a long-term basis. Okay? So, and I want to help you. I want to shield you from that by sharing, again, this information that I kind of yet to share with you right now. Okay? So what is the best network marketing company? There's no such thing. Okay? There's no such thing. If there is, then it will only be a product that you're passionate about. Okay, and it will only be something you see yourself doing long term, even if the company shuts down. Okay, in other words, you may be partnering with this network marketing company, right? You may consider it the best network marketing company in the moment, right? But if they go out of business, are you still going to remain in the business of selling that product? If you don't see yourself saying yes to that, then clearly, this is not the best network marketing company. It's not. And I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to make that clear to you because, again, top income earners still using languages like, oh, I'm not into real estate because I'm not, you know, I just love network marketing. I love people. That statement is very, very amateur. It's very, very naive, if you know what I'm saying. Okay? So that's pretty much what I have for you today. The key to having the best network marketing company is make sure you're selling a product that you would sell if it wasn't for the money. Something you'll be involved in if you take the money out of the equation, because that's how the money, especially long-term money, is going to come to you. And even in spite of that, you still have to respect that there are things like real estate, there are things like obviously investing your money safely in certain vehicles that are more long-term and will continue to remain long-term than any type of network marketing company. And no, there is no such thing as best network marketing company outside of something you would sell even if there was no money attached to it. So that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.